Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kansas Cattleman's Sean Tiffany as he testifies on Capitol Hill. Back with Sean in just a moment.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee holding a hearing on Tuesday to review Senate Bill 4030. That's the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act of 2022, so-called Fisher-Grassley Bill that includes a cattle marketing mandate, and also Senate Bill 3870, the Meat and Poultry Special Investigator Act of 2022. There were two officials from USDA all in favor of these measures that were introduced by Senator Fisher and Senator Grassley, as well as cattle producers from Mississippi and North Dakota. One person not on board, though, the president-elect of the Kansas Livestock Association, Sean Tiffany, who ranches with his family near Harrington, Kansas.
Price discovery, market transparency, access to additional processing capacity, and proper oversight of cattle markets is important to me and all cattle producers. However, neither of the bills being discussed today represent the right approach to these issues. I'm opposed to these bills and ask the committee not advance either. The vast majority of cattle producers oppose government mandating a minimum level of negotiated trade. In February, members of NCBA adopted policy opposing government mandates on cattle marketing methods. KLA joined with 29 other NCBA affiliates in a letter to this committee expressing opposition to marketplace mandates. In January, the American Farm Bureau Federation took a position in opposition to marketing mandates. Having participated in both the KLA and NCBA policy process, I can tell you those members overwhelmingly believe cattle producers should have the opportunity to market their cattle how they see fit without arbitrary limitations imposed by the federal government.
Opposing the Grassley-Fisher measure, that is Sean Tiffany from Harrington, Kansas. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes. And Sean Tiffany offered up to senators who stuck around for that part of the hearing an explanation why the Grassley-Fisher bill would be devastating to his business.
Tiffany Cattle Company is a custom cattle feeding business. What that means is the cattle in our feed yards are owned by other cattle producers. They place their cattle with us, and we provide feed and care during the finishing phase. One of the services we provide our customers is marketing their cattle when they are ready for harvest. We work with multiple packers using several different marketing methods to maximize the value our customers receive for their high-quality cattle. A mandated minimum level of negotiated trade will limit my ability to maximize the value my customers receive for their cattle. Furthermore, a mandate on the packers will force packers to discontinue some alternative marketing programs to meet minimum negotiated trade mandates. Which of my customers will lose their ability to access value-added marketing when this occurs? Neither myself nor my customers will be given the option to choose because the mandate and the power to comply with the mandate will rest with the packer.
Then Sean Tiffany made a very strong case for AMAs, alternative marketing arrangements.
Cattle producers themselves have gravitated towards the use of AMAs. There are many reasons for this. AMAs allow a cattle producer to capitalize on the investments in improved genetics and production practices on their ranches. AMAs allow the cattle producer to capture more of the value when their cattle yield beef products with attributes that the consumer is willing to pay for. My brother and I built our first generation business from 10 customers to over 200 customers by having access to quality-based premium programs. Not only has our own business grown, but those of our customers as well, because AMAs have allowed them to be paid for the exceptionally high-quality cattle that they raise. My typical customer has fewer than 200 cows and will retain ownership of their calves in order to receive the true value for their efforts and, just as importantly, to receive the carcass data back from the packer so they can continue to make improvements and breeding decisions back at home. Tiffany Cattle Company is also engaged in efforts to produce beef with lower total greenhouse gas emissions. This program requires an AMA to facilitate the supply chain coordination necessary to connect these products to consumers willing to pay for that certification. We also feed a high percentage of non-hormone treated cattle and natural program cattle. These labels rely on AMAs to ensure the cattle producer who has taken on the additional expense of gaining that certification is assured access to a market willing to pay for that added value. In conclusion, Increased use of AMAs is correlated with improved beef quality. When packers pay for quality, farmers and ranchers are incentivized to produce it. In the year 2000, about 60% of fed cattle graded choice or better. Today, that number is more than 80%. In my own operation, we have averaged 92% choice or better in all marketings for the last 10 years. That improved quality has led to better beef eating experiences, which has led to increased consumer demand for beef, both domestically and internationally. AMAs have helped the cattle industry better meet consumer preferences, and consumers are gravitating towards our beef because of the high quality and the unique brands we have developed. I ask Congress not to limit my use of AMAs, which have helped make these quality improvements possible.
Rancher Sean Tiffany, you've got the beef buzz on Ron. Express Ranch is proud to present their Grass Time Sale coming up on Friday, April 29th, 600 head to sell on SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv and, of course, in person at the ranch in Yukon. 139 Angus Bulls, 12 Hereford Bulls, and a lot more will be offered. You can get the catalog at ExpressRanches.com. Express Ranch's Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 29th, 12 noon, Yukon, Oklahoma. Check it out, ExpressRanches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.